Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Union of Youth, founded in 1993 by a youth board and a board of directors, has been evolving since then to now include a food program and most recently hiring two additional full-time youth advocates to provide more services, including finding shelter for homeless youth. Former director Scott Wapata, now at the CAC, spoke to the HRA last Tuesday, reporting on a situation where a Northfield student planned to sleep in a tent outside rather than stay in his home. NUY found a host family and from there used HRA funds from last year to provide support and conflict resolution to the youth's family.
Our goal is family reunification, and at that point, after 3 days, we provided that safe haven back at home.
Recruiting for host homes is difficult. Wapata said they hadn't counted on the amount of support they'd need. The key is now working with the faith community. Families are vetted by NUY's Youth Homelessness Board. Wapata noted that this issue is not going away, and it's very complicated. HRA Chair Dana Norvald would like to see them make a yearly contribution to the Northfield Union of Youth, the key, for their homelessness program. Northfield's Community Development Director Chris Heineman is leaving to become the city administrator for Little Canada. Over the last 6 years, he's seen a number of development projects, not the least of which is the Marriott Fairfield Inn and Suites, but also two new breweries.
Both Imminent Brewing at the Armory site and Tanzenwald Brewing across from the hotel project are local examples of the vibrant development that can happen in downtowns like Northfield.
There's an increase in the levels of investment.
Particularly this year, the J. Grundy Rubenstein redevelopment, that is actually over a $2 million investment in our downtown. Both of the breweries were right around $1 million of actual investment into those structures, renovating and putting the equipment in.
Econo Foods, now Fairway Foods, recent renovation is a $3 million investment. Their ribbon cutting will take place next week. Heineman commented on how he's enjoyed working with the developers and local business owners, adding,
"What has kept me smiling and coming back for more, definitely making those connections and building those relationships over the last 6 years."
He praised the community engagement.
You see that the 16 boards and commissions plus additional task forces and people being willing to volunteer in so many capacities in Northfield is just very unusual, and it's a tremendous asset to the community in the planning process.
Heineman's full interview is posted online at kymnradio.net. There's a reception for him tonight at 5 o'clock before the city council meeting in council chambers. Tonight's Northfield City Council meeting, they'll be discussing streets and utilities policies. There's a resolution as well regarding the request from the Charter Commission that they, the council, not city staff, respond to their opinion regarding Big Ten LLC and the business incentives they were awarded to build the Fairfield Inn and Suites on Highway 3. Meetings begin at 6 p.m. at City Hall. The public is encouraged to attend. You can also stream them online from the city's website. And the Defeat of Jesse James Day celebration will get fully underway tomorrow with the graveside service of Joseph Lee Haywood and then the Haywood Banquet honoring members of our community who've demonstrated distinguished service. Noel and Lois Stratmone will be honored this year. Jeff Johnson interviewed the couple last week, and that's available on our website. Once again this year, to share their progress on the restoration of Northfield's 1888 Depot, Save the Northfield Depot will offer tours on Saturday during Defeat Days. Small group tours will be held every half hour from 9 to 5. Reservations are required, and I have a link from our website. And listen all week to the Wayne Eddy Affair as he talks with Defeat Days committee members on all things Defeat of Jesse James Days. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.